Good morning. Welcome to our service of morning prayer on this Thursday, April 30th, 2020, as we commemorate Marie de l'Incarnation, who was an educator and spiritual teacher in New France, or Quebec, and we commemorate her on this day. My name is Pastor Kit, the pastor of Christ Church in Oshawa, and with me is my son, Justin Greaves.
Good morning.
The cats are around somewhere. I think one just went out.
They're both out in the rain now, actually.
Invite you to take a deep breath and enjoy God's presence as we worship together. Lord, open our lips.
And our mouth shall proclaim your praise.
O God, make speed to save us.
O Lord, make haste to help us.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. The Lord is full of compassion and mercy. O come, let us worship. Come, let us sing to the Lord. Let us shout for joy to the rock of our salvation. Let us come before his presence with thanksgiving, and raise a loud shout to him with psalms. For the Lord is a great God, and a great King above all gods. In his hand are the caverns of the earth, and the heights of the hills are his also. The sea is his, for he made it, and his hands have molded the dry land. Come, let us bow down and bend the knee, and kneel before the Lord our Maker. For he is our God, and we are the people of his pasture, and the sheep of his hand. Oh, that today you would hearken to his voice. The Lord is full of compassion and mercy. O come, let us worship. A reading from the prophet Jeremiah, chapter 1, verses 2 to 12. The Lord spoke his word to Jeremiah when King Josiah, son of Amon, was in his 13th year as king of Judah. The Lord also spoke when Jehoiakim, son of Josiah, was king of Judah, and during the 11 years that Zedekiah, another son of Josiah, was king of Judah. The Lord continued to speak to Jeremiah until the people of Jerusalem were taken away into captivity in the fifth month of the year. The Lord spoke his word to me, writes Jeremiah. Before I formed you in the womb, I knew you. Before you were born, I set you apart for my holy purpose. I appointed you to be a prophet to the nations. I, Jeremiah, said, Almighty Lord, I do not know how to speak. I'm only a boy. But the Lord said to me, Don't say that you are only a boy. You will go wherever I send you. You will say whatever I command you to say. Don't be afraid of people. I am with you, and I will rescue you, declares the Lord. Then the Lord stretched out his hand and touched my mouth. The Lord said to me, Now I have put my words in your mouth. Today I have put you in charge of nations and kingdoms. You will uproot and tear down. You will destroy and overthrow. You will build and plant. Again the Lord spoke his word to me and asked, Jeremiah, what do you see? I answered, I see a branch of an almond tree. Then the Lord said to me, Write, I am watching to make sure that my words come true. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God. Reading from Psalm chapter 66, verses 7 to 12. Bless our God, your peoples. Make the voice of his praise to be heard. Who holds our souls in life and will not allow our feet to slip. For you, O God, have proved us. You have tried us just as silver is tried. You brought us into the snare. You laid heavy burdens upon our backs. You let enemies ride over our heads. We went through fire and water, but you brought us out into a place of refreshment. I will enter your house with burnt offerings, and will pay you my vows, which I promised with my lips, and spoke with my mouth when I was in trouble. Let us pray. God of power and might, you bring your people out of darkness and slavery into light and freedom through the waters of salvation. Receive our sacrifice of praise and thanksgiving. Keep us always in your steadfast love through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. A reading from John chapter 15, verses 14 to 17. You are my friends if you obey my commandments. I don't call you servants anymore, because a servant doesn't know what his master is doing. But I've called you friends, because I've made known to you everything that I've heard from my Father. You didn't choose me, but I chose you. I have appointed you to go, to produce fruit that will last, and to ask the Father in my name to give you whatever you ask for. Love each other. That is what I'm commanding you to do. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God. A reading about the life of Mary de l'Incarnation, educator and spiritual teacher in New France. Marie de l'Incarnation was a member of the Ursuline order who arrived at Quebec City in 1639. She had come in obedience to a vision which told her to go to Canada to build a house for Jesus and Mary. Over the next 30 years, she fulfilled this task by setting up a school for young women of all races and by establishing the first self-governing congregation of nuns in Canada. Marie possessed many practical talents, and they were put to the test many times. When the Iroquois War reached the very walls of her convent, when the convent itself was completely destroyed by fire, when merchants tried to cheat her, when the first bishop in New France tried to tell her he knew better than she did what was best for the nuns living in the wilderness. In all these trials, Marie displayed courage, intelligence, and an unshakable sense of divine purpose, and even a sense of humor. But she was more than a good administrator. She also was gifted with mystical visions, which revealed to her the loving relations within the Most Holy Trinity. In all her life, she struggled to translate her interior experiences into care for others so they might share in the same love to which her visions pointed. Marie knew the cost of loving Christ above all else. As a young widow in France, she had given up her only child, an 11-year-old boy, in order to follow her vocation as a nun. The pain of that separation remained with her, though she was certain that she had acted in obedience to God's will for her. Her son eventually became a monk himself, and they kept in touch by writing to one another back and forth across the Atlantic. Marie came to feel that she had been given back to her son on a level which could not have been possible if she had not followed her vocation. And so we honor Marie de l'Incarnation, not only as a founder of the Church in Canada, but also as a mystic who possessed the gifts of a true spiritual mother, able to nurture her own son and the children of New France in the ways of the love of Christ. And a brief section of one of her writings. Little children offer little gifts, but God divinizes his children and gives them qualities in accordance with their high dignity. This is the reason why I'm happier to love and cherish God than to dwell upon my base sins and unworthiness. For I cannot comprehend how a light can abide in the soul for 1 minute without the will being possessed. Is it not true that God is an object so lovable, so sweet, and so ravishing that we must submit to him without delay at the very moment he appears? From For All the Saints, Prayers and Readings for Saints' Days by Stephen Reynolds, the Reverend Stephen Reynolds. The Affirmation of Faith. Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God, the Lord is one. Love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your mind, and with all your strength. This is the first and great commandment. And the second is like unto it. Love your neighbor as yourself. There is no commandment greater than these. Let us pray. Let us pray to the Lord, saying, Lord, have mercy. Let us ask the Lord for a day of fulfillment and peace.
Lord, have mercy.
Let us ask the Lord to teach us to love others as he has loved us.
Lord, have mercy.
Let us ask the Lord for peace and justice in the world.
Lord, have mercy.
We remember those who've asked us to pray for them. For Sue Ann and Rob Garassi's grief around the illness and death of grandmother of Rob. For those who are living with cancer, for Noah. And we're thankful for his good spirits. For migrant farm workers who have come to Canada to work, some of whom may have been affected by COVID-19. For those who have recovered from the COVID-19, including Vic, and we trust Christine on her way to recovery. And for Eddie, whose brain tumor has disappeared, and rejoicing with his family over a clean bill of health. We pray for healing for Bill and for Nancy's friend who has breast cancer. For those who are on the front lines working to help people in need, especially those with COVID-19, for the researchers to find a vaccination. For all business owners, teachers, and students and educators, families struggling to make it through each day. For Mary Aldridge, Lulu June, for all those who are alone, those who are celebrating birthdays today, for Don, for the city of Oshawa and the mobile clinic reaching out to those of our most vulnerable or non-sheltered in our community. For preparations for worship on Sunday, May 3rd, and for our life together as a church family at Christ Church. For those who've died, especially for Father Juan Torres of the COVID-19 in Colombia, South America, and also who served the migrant workers in the Durham region, give thanks for his life. Let us ask the Lord to strengthen and relieve those who are in need.
Lord, have mercy.
Let us ask the Lord to renew the church through the power of his life-giving spirit.
Lord, have mercy.
God of mercy, who called and strengthened your servant Marie de l'Incarnation in visions and the mystery of prayer to nurture your people in New France, Quebec, grant us so to cherish her example that we may not rest until we have done your will, and never cease from prayer until this age passes over to your kingdom and we behold your glory. Through Jesus Christ our Lord, who is alive and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Also remember those in positions of leadership today in the church, as Marie was in her day, for bishops, clergy, those in theological college, and those who have lay ministry or considering ministry in the life of the body of Christ as a desire to be obedient to his will for them. Let us gather our prayers and praises into one, as our Savior taught us. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins as we forgive those who sin against us. Save us from the time of trial and deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen.
Let us bless the Lord.
Thanks be to God. May the God of hope fill us with all joy and peace in believing, through the power of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Amen.
Have a beautiful day. We'll see you tomorrow.